The whole year just like flashed before my eyes. Like I was like, wow. They said it would go by fast, and then all of a sudden it was here, and I was like, crap, that was so fast.
We talked about baby names in high school when we were dating, and what's funny is with Griffin, randomly you thought of the name, wasn't on the list, and with this new name, same exact thing. A lot of people were warning us that having your parents move in was a bad idea. Obviously, we're only 2.5 weeks in, but I think it was a very good idea. The name that we have picked out for baby number two is 3, 2, 1.
What's up, dudes?
And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast.
Matt just tried to cut that bit from our podcast, by the way.
No way.
He's like, are we still going to do what's up, dudes? And I was like, I kind of need that to get geared up to talk for an hour straight.
I don't know. I go back and forth because I feel like, I mean, we really do it as a joke at this point.
We just need to embrace the cheesy.
Yeah, embrace the cheesy. Let us know in the comments. Should we embrace the cheesy or should what's up, dudes die? Anyway, Abby's parents just moved in with us and...
No, it's been like...
3 weeks. Almost 3 weeks.
Isn't that weird?
It's gone by really fast.
Has it gone by fast for you?
Yeah, well...
I feel like it felt like a vacation, definitely, because, I mean, they would come and visit all the time.
Yeah.
Now it's gotten to the point where I started to think this morning, I was like, if they were to just, like, up and leave tomorrow, it would feel awfully weird in the house now.
It'd be awfully weird, and it'd be hard, too, because, like, we've adjusted well. Your mom's been a huge help with Griffin.
It's just nice to have extra hands, because, like, at this point in the pregnancy... We went to the doctor with Griffin, which, by the way, we're going to give a whole life update, but we went to the doctor and Griffin's weighing almost 25 pounds and carrying him. He's also dead weight in our arms.
He's
heavy. You realized that?
He's a big
boy. He doesn't
boy.
Help us out. He doesn't like hold on or cling on.
Yeah.
Like he's dead weight. And I feel like it's going to rupture the freaking mesh in my hernia repairs if I keep carrying him so much and like getting up and off the ground. Like it's gotten nice. Like I'm around him all the time, but just with my mom there to like chase him if he needs something or to like pick him up, put him in his high chair, carry him up the stairs. Like I still do that, but to not have to do it every single time, it's been a lifesaver.
Yeah,
for my back too. My back is shot.
That is nice. And I feel like we've been way more productive. I feel like, I don't know, it's just been fun to get to have like this full-on family around Griffin. Like he is so spoiled, and I love it for him.
I'm so happy for him. I think developmentally, all these people talking to him constantly,
yes,
and like teaching him things, and like here's the thing, it's like you cannot be, unless you're a superhero, you cannot be 100% all day every day for your child.
No,
but everyone can give their 100% for, you know, the time that they spend with him now.
Yeah,
and so he is just he's so loved on, and he's
very, very loved.
I mean, we've
got your dad, we've got your mom, we've got your grandma who's staying with us. She's been with us for almost 2 weeks.
Yes,
we've got me and you. I'm like, I told your grandma, I'm like,
your brother.
My brother and his wife. Like, your grandma can stay longer with us if she wants, but she's just, I think she feels like she's overstaying her welcome. But I've told her multiple times, like, you're free to keep staying with us.
Heck, our door's open. It's honestly for the right people. This is an amazing setup, and I think we're the right people for it. Because also, here's the other big thing. I'm not so lonely anymore.
Yes. Well, I think you're someone that needs to be around people pretty much all the time. I know every once in a while you do need your alone time.
Yeah, but it's rare.
But I feel like I wasn't able to fill that need for you. Like me as one singular person, I feel like I couldn't fill that need. And so now that your family's here, I think you've been way happier. You've been so much happier with your family here.
Yeah, because I just like having people around to like talk to, and just, I don't know, I do get lonely really fast. And like, here's the thing, I have friends too, but getting together once or twice a week is just simply not enough for me. Like I need to wake up and come downstairs and like have coffee with someone.
Yeah.
And I need, but like, you can't be there all the time to do that. Like you have other things you need
to
do.
Totally.
And I have other things I should be doing, but... I just like love being around.
But I think
people
working from home, it's not like we're going to an office every day seeing a bunch of coworkers. So I think it's been better for my mental health too. Because sometimes like I don't leave our house for like a week.
You and my dad have been bonding so much.
I know. I feel like really close to your dad.
I feel like you and my dad have been cuddled on the couch like every night watching a different movie. We watched all the Creeds.
Every single Creed movie. We just watched Groundhog Day, which was a very good movie. I really liked that one a lot.
Can't believe you hadn't seen that one yet.
Haven't seen it.
Do you want to know something I shouldn't admit?
What?
There's like some movies that's like, how have you not seen that? And the movie I have not seen that I really should have seen is Forrest Gump.
That's ridiculous. We got to watch Forrest Gump.
But it's gotten to the point where I don't want to watch it because someone told me it was sad.
It is sad, but it's happy though, Abby. Like, you need the sad to know the happy, if that makes sense. Like, because you said that Groundhog Day is really sad, but it's not. Like, it has a happy ending.
Right now, I'm trying to keep it as even keel as possible because my emotional state is so crazy with these pregnancy hormones. Like, yesterday, we went to see a movie and the freaking preview had me, my makeup gosh. All messed up.
That was so sad. We went to go see Elemental in theaters, and they had a little skit beforehand. It was like a little
short. It's going to make me cry.
like a playoff of the movie Up with the grandpa and
which
the dog.
Which you've been trying
Doug.
To get me watching, and I'm wanted like, to watch absolutely
Up
not.
So bad. And gosh,
I can't. I love
they
that
They played
movie.
The music. They played the Up music, and that's just where I teared up. It just made me so emotional.
The part that killed me is when... So he basically, the wife. Old man had lost his wife, and then he's about to go on a date, it seemed like for the first time since he'd lost her, like with another woman. He looks at the picture frame from her wedding day, and he said, "You'll always be my girl."
Yeah. That made me so sad.
And then you leaned over to me and said, "You'll always be my girl."
Yeah.
Don't tell me this right now, because I did my makeup so good, and then it was all messed up for the rest of the date. Anyway, you and my dad bonding.
Are you tearing up right now?
I'm crying because it was sad, okay? It was
so
touching.
Can we just do a disclaimer? Like, everybody knows you're pregnant, right? Like, I think we've established
that. No, people actually think that I have, like, depression.
It's like, guys, the reason Abby cries every podcast episode is because she's pregnant. Like, this usually, you're not this emotional typically.
You are
an emotional person.
That's the thing. I'm already emotional, but then way more emotional pregnant.
Yeah.
But then also, I just always wear all my emotions on my sleeve.
You really do.
It's just how I roll.
I wasn't concerned. I think a lot of people were warning us that having your parents move in was a bad idea. But I think, obviously, we're only 2.5 weeks in. But I think it was a very good idea. It's been really good for you. It's been really good for Griffin. It's been good for me, too, because I think as a singular person, I can't fill all your needs. And so I think now that your family's here, it's like I'm able to, I don't know, I just think we have more balance, and I think it's good to have people in the house. I love having all these people in our home because it just makes it feel alive. Makes
it
feel so full.
Yeah, I want
your
parents to move in now.
I know. I was just like, hey, who else wants to move into our house? Because we have 4 bedrooms, so it's like we have our room and then Griffin's room, so then we have 2 open rooms. I mean, I guess your parents took one, so we have room for someone else to move in if they want to.
And like we said from the very beginning, like this is the exact reason why we got, like, I'm not saying we have a mansion, but we have a big house.
We do have a big house, yeah.
And I feel so thankful. And, like, we actually moved to a less expensive part of town so we could have a bigger house.
That's true,
for the money. And this is the exact reason why, is because we've wanted to fill it. And with babies and with family and with friends and with anyone that was visiting, just like, and so it's nice to, you know, have it for that purpose.
I mean, it seemed ridiculous because our house is almost 10 times as big as the house that we had in Hawaii. And I loved that place in Hawaii. It was perfect.
Well,
it
that was always
exactly
temporary.
What we needed.
But
yeah, it was temporary. And I liked it because we didn't have a lot of stuff. We didn't like feel the need to fill it with things that we, you know, didn't care about or had no need for. But now that we have a larger home, you're right, like we can have family over, we have family living with us now, we can have people stay with us. Like we've been having so many people come and go. My cousins just visited, one of our friends from college just visited, your grandma's visiting, so we constantly have people visiting and staying with us, which I really love.
Have you ever felt like overwhelmed at this point where like, oh, okay, I just need a minute? Or if you do, you just go to your room?
I don't feel overwhelmed. I think for a little bit when your dad was using my office, I was like, I would like my office back. But your dad is now using our podcast studio as his office. So that's been good.
Yeah, we did kick him out today.
Yeah, we had to kick him out to, to film our podcast.
Yes.
How do you like that we're furnishing our home finally?
Yeah, it feels like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I would have done this even if I wasn't pregnant. But you know, they say nesting.
Yeah.
You know, birds actually do that, right? They decorate their nest. They put things.
Wait, they decorate their nest?
Yes, they put stuff inside their nest that serves no other purpose other than just to make it pretty.
Whoa.
Before they lay their eggs.
That's so cool. I had no idea.
I hope I'm not just making that up, but I'm almost positive that's why they call it nesting.
If you made that up, that's the funniest thing ever.
I think that's why they call it nesting.
I want to Google that right now.
You want me to?
Oh my gosh, you can send it.
No,
yeah, because you've definitely been in the nesting phase. I think it's funny though, because like our new baby doesn't even have a nursery right now. Like there's really nothing
well,
there.
Well, we're getting a special corner of our room for him.
Yeah.
With a rocking chair and nightlight and changing table and dresser and his bassinet. But he's going to stay with us for at least 3 months.
Yeah. But after that, like, how soon can we transition him to staying in the same room as Griffin, because I envisioned the boys sharing a room. That way we have a guest bedroom open for guests.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get that, because I don't want them to wake each other up in the night.
Did you find anything? Did you just completely make that up, the nesting thing?
Someone fact check me on that, because I don't have time to check it up right now.
Okay.
So I don't know how to search it.
I totally feel you just made that nesting thing
no,
up.
No, I read that somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Whatever,
anyway,
dude.
Anyway, so getting our house decorated has been, well, okay, not even just decorated, like actually furnished, because we have had empty rooms.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had the necessities. So we've had a couch, a TV, we had a bed.
Table.
Yeah, kitchen table. We had like the basics, but like we've had all white walls essentially. Just no decor.
We haven't had
no
anywhere
rugs.
To put, like,
we literally had one,
storage.
I guess we had one rug. We had one rug in our living room.
Yeah, so we're getting things like lamps and wall art.
And it's shocking how expensive it all is, but at the same time, our house feels like a home now. Like,
yes.
It's really coming together.
And it's just making the space so much more functional for us, because now we have a place to put Griffin's toys, and we have a place to, you know, put new baby stuff, because it's just kind of been piling up in odd places because we don't have the furniture to put it in.
And our loft, we had a whole loft area that was completely empty. Now we're transforming that into like a play area for Griffin. And
he's gonna have a toy room.
It'll be
nice. Oh my gosh, my mom and I have found the cutest little wood, like Montessori kitchen set. And it has a little oven, a microwave, a coffee maker.
Yeah,
it's
that's
so cute.
You're so excited for that.
I'm so excited because at the gym, they have a kitchen set, and he is obsessed with opening and closing the oven, opening and closing the microwave. It's perfect for him.
It is perfect for him.
Also, by the way, something I saw that we need to get that's on TikTok are these really cool cabinet. I think I told you about it. Like the magnets.
Oh, the magnet thing
for the cabinet
cabinets.
Door.
Yes,
so
we should do those. Well, because he shattered one of our Tupperware containers.
Yeah, it happened so fast.
That was scary. I didn't like that.
I mean, he wasn't going to get hurt. We picked him up immediately, but
yeah,
he could get hurt. He's constantly supervised, but heck, if you turn away for one second.
They just get into everything, you know? And it's
funny
how
curious
I love,
now.
It's funny when he goes up to an outlet, he looks at us like he knows that he's not supposed to touch the outlet, and we go, no.
He'll kind of smile.
And then he smiles at us and he waves.
He tries to sweeten
and
us up.
Yeah, he waves at us like trying to be like, it's okay. And it's like, no. And then eventually he'll like try to touch it and
I
have
know.
To get him.
He's sweet though.
Yeah.
And then, so like you said, we saw a movie yesterday.
Yeah.
We saw Elemental.
What did you think about that movie, by the way?
I mean, I'm not a movie critique. I also fell asleep for a portion of
it. You know, it's hard because I do think the movie was good.
We love Pixar movies.
I love.
You especially.
Yes, I really do, because I think they're so, I mean, the ones that
they're
are
so wholesome.
Good. Yeah, the ones that like, for instance, Inside Out. That movie is incredible.
They're making a sequel next year.
So excited. So freaking excited.
They're making a lot of new Disney movies next year.
Really?
Yes.
But I love Inside Out.
They're making a Mufasa movie.
Oh, come on. That's awesome. But I love Inside Out because it's so deep and it's good for adults. Like, not only is it a kids movie, but it goes to this like really deep level how emotions work and psychology and all of that. And it's entertaining for adults. The jokes are funny. I love when they can make jokes that are kid friendly.
It's the most clever kids movie.
Yes, when they're clever, like the jokes are funny to kids, or maybe they go over the heads of the kids, but they make the adults die laughing because it's slightly inappropriate, but said in a way that's not inappropriate for kids to watch.
That's like me with The Grinch. Like, I watched it so much as a kid, but now that I watch The Grinch as an adult, there's jokes that stand out, like the one where the baby arrives at the doorstep and he's like, "Hey, honey, our baby's here."
Yeah.
He looks just like your boss.
Exactly.
And I would always laugh because the way he said that was funny, but now I get it.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the stuff that I love. But I didn't feel like Elemental had that as much. I felt like Elemental, while it was
kind of like we've heard this story before.
Yeah.
You know, fire and water didn't mix, but then they could be together.
And it was too predictable for me. Like, I could predict the whole ending, like, within the first 20 minutes of the film, I want to say. And that just wasn't fun to watch.
I don't know.
I do have high expectations, though, because I've seen some really, really good movies by Disney and Pixar. Or I guess they're like the same
company
now. They
set the bar high.
They've set the bar really high.
They didn't incorporate earth and wind enough.
Yeah, they did not. I would agree. They needed to incorporate.
It was pretty much a water city.
Yep. You're right.
With a little corner for fire.
Exactly. And, you know, I think they were trying, I don't want to say they were getting political with the movie, but, like, I think they were trying to incorporate some, like, broader, deep topics.
And yeah, I appreciate
that. Like,
yeah.
I like that. I think it's, like, important that, like, oh, no, fire is, like, an outcast, but then everyone realizes, like, no, like, fire fits into the city perfectly. Like, I love that idea.
Yeah, like, they immigrated there.
Yeah, but I just didn't, what I didn't like is the story wasn't complex enough for me. Like, my brain,
you're right.
It was too predictable for my brain as an adult. I think as a kid, I would have, like, loved it. But as an adult, I like movies like Inside Out because it's very complex and I don't know what's going on and I have to really pay attention to figure out the plot.
Yeah.
I really like deep movies, like movies that really, really make you think, like Christopher Nolan movies. I love all the Batman films. I love Inception. Such a good movie.
I like those when I'm in the right mood for it. I think I've just been too tired to think at night. When you want to watch a deep movie, I'm like, oh, no.
I still am Chicken trying Little to get you. I'm still trying to get you to watch Interstellar with me.
Oh, golly. You think I can't stay away from movies? Imagine me watching that.
We need to.
Ay. So we...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was going to ask you how you enjoyed our anniversary. Was
that's
good?
What I was going to talk about.
4 years. We've been married 4 years, Abby, in a day. 4 years in a day as of today, because today is July 7th when we're filming this.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, that's...
Wow.
In those 4 years, you truly have seen the absolute worst of me.
Yeah.
And probably the absolute best of
me. Same. We've seen the good and the bad and the ugly of each other. And
you think you're going to stay for a fifth year?
Of course. Are you?
Heck, I'm attached than you're attached to me, okay?
I think this past year has been one of the most challenging years.
For sure.
But I really do. I mean, going back to your parents moving in, I really do feel like it's been a huge help. And now I'm like, wow, I don't know how we did this before without having family here to help us with the kids.
Well, also, I would say people with the typical 9-to-5 job, they do have childcare during the day. And so that, like, that provides its own set of, you know, challenges.
Yeah.
But it is nice to be able to separate, okay, like, I'm getting this done. Like, I don't have to think about, like, being in mom mode or dad mode right now, mm-hmm. where we've tried to multitask and juggle all day long and it wears us so thin.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I still do that, but then the fact that that burden isn't, not burden, because we love him so much and enjoy spending time with him, but it becomes a burden when it's like we have to also do work. So I guess the burden being the work, but
well, I think the problem with little kids like Griffin, he's only one, you know, kids that young, they cannot do anything unsupervised. There's absolutely nothing that they can do by themselves, and that is a you need 24/7 supervision. That's a huge job. That's more than a full-time job in itself.
Well, yeah, and then we actually do have to do other things, which is unfortunate. I wish we could devote 100% of our time to him, but yeah. It's been really good. But yeah.
How do you feel that he's one? He just turned one. I'm so blown away that
I have so many mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Like, I was like so sad the night before when we put him to bed. Like, and I don't really know why sad, I guess. I guess it's just like, oh, well, that's already done. And like, we'll never get that back.
Yeah. Are you going to tear up? It's okay. It's okay.
No, I'm not.
Your emotions are welcome here.
I think it was literally just like the whole year just like flashed before my eyes. Like, I was like, wow. They said it would go by fast, and it didn't feel like it was going by fast. I'll be honest with you, it didn't. Like, throughout different parts. And then all of a sudden, it was here. And I was like, wait, crap, that was so fast.
All the dumb sayings that people say all the time are so true.
I know.
They're so true.
And it's annoying, because you don't want to hear them. And then they're like, oh, wait, they were, like, onto something with that.
Yeah.
But I also feel, like, excited for this new stage, like so excited. He's so fun right now.
Yeah.
And there's so many good things to come. And here's the other thing, is that we're about to enter the baby stage all over again.
Yeah.
So I feel like that also kind of like helps transition me, knowing that like it's about to happen all over again.
What's this saying? Isn't it like the days are long but the years are short? Something like that. Is that the exact quote? Did I say that right?
I don't even feel like the days are long, because sometimes when you put him to bed at night, I'm like, oh my gosh, another day.
No, yeah, every time I carry him up the stairs to go to bed, I'm like, whoa, that day went by so fast. So fast. It just, I can't believe it.
He's the best.
I will say I do enjoy him being older. I think it's more fun to interact with him. He's emotionally intelligent now. Like, I feel like he's aware of, like, what he wants, and he has, you know, desires as a kid. Like he's so curious and funny and goofy, and he laughs all the time, and it's just fun to interact with him and play with him. And we'll tease each other. I love playing the game. This is my favorite thing to do with Griffin. When I take his binky out, put it in my mouth, he thinks it's the funniest thing ever. He thinks it's so funny that I'm a grown man with a binky in my mouth. And he just starts dying laughing. And I'll be like, oh, where's your binky? And then I give it back to him. And then, or actually, no, he'll take it and grab it out of my mouth. And I'll be like, oh, you took my binky. And I'll grab it out of his mouth. Then again, we do that over and over again. He loves it. He loves it so much. His little
laugh. Yeah. It's really precious. But as far as like our marriage goes, like we've been talking a lot about parenting.
Yeah.
But like, do you feel like, I don't know, 4 years into marriage, what do you, I don't know.
What's your question? What did you just say it? I feel like you're holding back a question that you want to ask.
Do you feel like you thought you would feel 4 years into marriage?
No.
Really?
I don't. I feel like our life is so complex. Like everyone's life is so complex. To try to predict what the future is going to be like is just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm realizing more and more how little control I have over what happens. Like there's so many variables at play with how things play out in our life. And I would have never thought that we'd be living in Phoenix, Arizona. I would have never thought that we'd be having two kids at 24 and 25. I would have never thought that your parents would be living with us.
But like the feeling, like marriage.
The feeling in our marriage.
Because like for me, I feel like I thought by 4 years I'd be like super comfortable. And I feel even more comfortable than I ever thought I would feel.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like you've literally seen me, you know, sob, give birth, go to the bathroom, like all the gross thing. Like I would say early on in our marriage, we were pretty comfortable with each other, but I feel like now we are like so comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Kind of to the point where the only person I actually feel comfortable with for most things.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, I think what shocked me is I thought we'd be the 1%. I thought we'd be like this rare couple that just had this crazy infatuation always, because we were so physical and like romantic and just so crazy for each other when like in the early days. Like I feel like we could not keep our hands off of each other. And like now I feel like the romance is definitely,
we're still pretty PDA.
I mean, yeah, yes, but I think what's beautiful is just like how deep our friendship is, I guess. But I think it's funny because, you know, you think that you're not gonna end up like your parents, or you think you're not gonna, not like, my parents have a great marriage, my parents
are
awesome.
What are you trying to say?
You just think that you're gonna be the exception, like to all this stuff that you see other people going through. You're like, oh, I'm not gonna, that won't happen to me.
Every relationship goes through a lot. Not every relationship, but most relationships go through.
Like I would have thought that last year, like, oh, it's the first year of having a kid's really challenging. It's not gonna be that way for us. It's like,
oh yeah,
psych, it is. It's challenging. You can't avoid that.
Yeah,
it's hard. I think you just have to recognize that we are all more alike than we are different. And that's just a reality. But sorry, back to your question. I think I kind of like walked around it. I think
you answered it, honestly.
Did I answer it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a good question. It was just like, okay, how do you feel?
Yeah. I really don't know, honestly. I really don't.
That's the difference between you and me.
Yeah. You're very aware of your emotions. And I obviously am not as deep into that.
Well, we never really talked about Griffin's first birthday.
Yeah, we should. We did a lot. Well, actually, I guess we didn't do a ton of planning. Luckily, we had someone who helped plan the party.
It was a
very fun party. The YouTube video will either be out right now or it'll be coming out soon. But we did like a whole a whole YouTube video about planning the party, putting it on. It was really cool. We did the theme, Griffin's turning one. Can you dig it? And
it was kind of like a dump truck digger type of construction party.
Yes,
because it's funny because Griffin's favorite toy is his little dump truck toy that your mom gave him, his grandma, and he puts like the little ball in and then the trash, he just like loves putting the trash in it, taking it out, putting it back in.
Yep.
And so we thought it was cute and fitting for his first birthday. Obviously 1 year olds don't have a lot of like specific interests. Typically, I was like either doing that or like maybe a book party, but that seemed kind of lame. But he loves books.
He really does like books, and he'll sit there by himself and read books to himself. I love that. Cute. You did that as a kid too, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were really big into books, and your grandma would read you books.
He'll just look at the same page for such a long time and point to it, And then we'll flip it and he'll point to it and look at it for a long time.
That's so precious. It's really cute. I loved how he just went at it with the cake.
I know.
Like it took him a little bit to get used to the cake. Abby made a cake from scratch. We had an adult cake that was made with like real sugar and all the good stuff. And then Abby made a cake for Griffin that was made from like banana and maple
for
syrup.
For how quick I put that together, I think it turned out looking
pretty
cute.
You did a very
cute.
Good job. It tasted like if you mix cake with banana bread, it kind of felt okay. Like banana bread and cake had a baby.
I mean, it wasn't like completely healthy, obviously.
Yeah. But it was like his first taste of sugar and he loved it.
Oh, he loved it.
But he was just like poking at it with his fingers.
He kept going in for more.
Yes.
He was going at it for like 45 minutes.
Yes. And he was wired afterwards. Like he was so hyped.
He loved all the attention of the birthday party. Yes. People singing to him. And
did you think that many people were going to come? We had a big party. Like I would say a good amount of people showed up. I did not expect everyone to come.
That's who yeah.
Like was there anybody that we invited that wasn't able to make it?
I mean, we had some friends out of town.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. We had our friends Mike and Ashley were in Hawaii. I think maybe some other people too. But
yeah.
Yeah, we had a really good turnout.
It was so fun. Everyone was so sweet.
I thought it was funny. Our friends down in Bella, we joke with them because they'll be like, yeah, I'll be there. And then they like just won't show up.
We do the same thing.
We do the same thing. But when down in Bella showed up, I was like, oh, you guys made it. Because they had a drive in from, I think, like Northern Arizona. They were out there. So that was really fun.
That was sweet that they made it.
Yeah. I think it's funny that with kids' birthday parties, it's really more about the adults than it is the kids. We only had one other baby there. That Griffin got to play with.
We still had baby stuff. We had that soft play area for Griffin. We opened presents with him. We had his own cake and like.
Totally. But I think it's like fun, you know, for you. I think it was fun to like plan this. Griffin is
21. He had a blast.
Oh, but he did have a blast.
But yeah, it was fun for me. I mean, kind of, but most, we had like the party planners that kind of did it, which was really nice.
Thank you for catering Chipotle. That was so fire.
Chipotle catering is actually so easy.
Yeah, and then we had it for like days
afterwards. A lot of food. Yeah, it was good.
I love me some burrito bowls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this week we also had two doctor's appointments. We had Griffin's 1 year, which was great. I mean, we have a healthy little guy we're very thankful for. Like we said, he almost weighs 25 pounds now. So that kind explains a lot because he's getting heavy.
Yes, he's getting very heavy. I was shocked that he weighed that much, though. Like, for whatever reason, I just had in my brain that he was, like, 22.
That's what I'm telling you. When you're, like, carry the doona, and I'm like, I can't.
He's a heavy kid.
25 plus, how much is the doona? Like, 10?
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
No, the doona's more than 10 pounds.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
That's, like, almost, it feels like you're carrying, like, 50 pounds, and you carry
it's
Griffin
so
in a stroller.
It's so awkward, yeah.
Yes. Very, very
That's
difficult.
Something we need to get is another car seat.
We have a lot of planning to do.
Yeah.
We have a lot to, I mean... We're going to have another...
We pretty much have everything.
But we're going to have another baby in a month. That is wild. Are you excited, nervous,
so excited.
Scared, both?
No, I'm not nervous or scared.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. If you could stop what you're doing right now and share the podcast with a friend, a family member, maybe a coworker.
Pretty sure your grandma would like this podcast.
Honestly, yeah. Your grandma would love this podcast or your grandpa.
Your neighbor. Your hairdresser.
Your dentist.
Your dog walker.
Yes. Maybe.
Barista.
Yeah, but the barista is a good one,
for
too.
For sure.
Just grab your coffee and say, hey... You got to listen to the Unplanned Podcast. It's my favorite.
Yeah, just text it to them.
Yeah, back to the podcast. You've been getting contractions recently.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of scary.
Here's the thing is, like, I can't...
Because they've been painful. And I thought that if you got...
Not until yesterday.
So yesterday was the first painful contraction you've had.
Mm-hmm.
What did that feel like? Was that just like the ones that you had when you were giving birth to Griffin?
No, not the same. Like, those are way more intense. But, and I think the ones when I was giving birth to Griffin, the ones I'm thinking about are the ones when I was, like, in active labor.
Yeah.
But like probably when they first put me on Pitocin, yes, it felt like the same as that.
Yeah.
But it was just one.
Okay.
Yeah, I never really got that. I never...
That's been scaring me. Like, I wonder if you should stop working out. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I know working out during pregnancy is good as long as you're doing workouts that you were doing before you were pregnant.
My doctor didn't say
it. But
I
you send
to.
It, dude. Like, you go hard in the gym. I know your watch tells you that your heart rate's, like, getting up to, what is it, 200 during these workouts, which kind of scares me
a little bit.
It'll
max out there, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You push yourself really hard in the gym, which is awesome. Like, good for you. You're a freaking boss, a boss woman. But I also want to make sure you're not, like, overdoing it, you know?
Hey, I can ask my doctor at the next appointment, but she hasn't said anything. Because before, she's always like, whatever you were doing before.
Yeah. Your doctor just said if you have more than 5 contractions in an hour, then you need a call, is what she said. So well, that made me feel better.
We still feel baby move all the time. And yeah. So there's that. We did have another checkup. It was like the 34-week appointment.
Yeah.
So starting next appointment, we're every week, which it's like crazy that we really are at the very end.
We are.
But yeah, I mean, those appointments are quick. Baby's heart rate's good. My blood pressure's good. They weighed me and measured my belly.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to see. We have an ultrasound, not next week, but the week after that.
Yeah.
And then we'll make a birth plan based off of that growth ultrasound.
Totally. I mean, I know it's not official, but it's like pretty much like a 95% chance that you're getting a C-section, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel since you are measuring very large, the baby's a big baby.
Your doctor, like they tell everybody that, but
I don't know, dude. Like you're
I mean,
you
are big. He feels like a very large baby, but yeah. I feel like everyone kind of feels like that at this point. But yeah, I mean, it's up to us what we want to do. And obviously, I've seen people like be like, oh, well, it's because you were in this position during labor. It's because of this, that, and the other. It's like, you know what? You make your own birth decisions. I'll make mine. And I'm just honestly trusting my doctor and following her recommendations.
How big do we think this baby is going to be?
If we have the baby at 39 weeks,
yeah,
I don't think he's going to be bigger than 9 pounds.
Really? Because I'm thinking it might be a 9 pound baby.
9 pounds?
Yeah.
I would say 8.5 to 9.
Yeah.
Who knows? I cannot wait to hold this little guy.
Yeah.
I've just been getting so excited recently. There's really no, like, nerves. I'm sure I'll be nervous the day of or the night before, you know?
I just feel bad for you, though, because, like, at this point, you definitely are, like, you're over it. You're so you're so over it. And I'm just, like, get in the pool, like,
I'm way more uncomfortable this time. Yeah. Like, I feel like the first time I didn't have a lot of sympathy for pregnant women that were like, ugh, I'm complaining.
Yeah.
Now I have the most sympathy because I'm like, okay. I don't even have it as bad as you could have it for sure, but I'm already like tapping out. Even just walking yesterday between Cheesecake Factory, where we went to dinner, because we had a gift card.
Yeah.
Thank you to Teresa and John. Yeah,
thank you, Teresa and John, my parents, for the Cheesecake Factory gift card.
We used it for our anniversary dinner.
That was
dinner.
Very nice. We used that.
And
my grandma. I think we used my grandma's gift card too for the Cheesecake Factory. Thank you, Grandma.
Oh, yeah, we had two gift cards.
We had two gift cards.
Anyway, just walking from there to a store, I literally was like, this baby feels like he's going to fall out because he's so low. Sorry to interrupt you. We just want to say thank you so much to everyone who leaves reviews on our podcast. It is the most encouraging thing. I'm going to read one. This is from Sorry Shexnader.
You totally butchered that name.
I don't think I said that right, but thank you so much, Sorry. It says, love your content. I love your content so much. I look forward to seeing your content each week, but this is my favorite thing you do by far. It feels like I'm chilling on the couch talking with you guys.
Thank you.
That's so nice. That's what we want this to feel like.
Back to the episode. So we're both going to be an aunt and an uncle for the first time ever
except
in our lives.
Except for to dogs.
Except for to dogs. I don't really count
three,
that.
I don't either. We have three nephews.
That does not count.
That are furry.
They're dogs, okay? That does not count at all.
Yeah, I know dogs aren't people.
I'm team dogs aren't people. I feel like people always say that. I'm like, it's not a nephew.
Get it? Like, I love our friends' dogs. Yes. I love our family's dogs. But
dogs aren't people, though.
There's a difference there.
Yeah.
Some people are thinking dogs are people.
You know something about me, which it's, I understand.
Think about the food chain.
Think about the food chain. Okay, this is something that I always think about. Have you ever seen like a commercial for like saving animals and stuff? Which I'm like, yes, I want to save animals. But then I'm also like, if there's still humans in our world that die of like starvation, I'm like,
hey, this is what I always tell you, Matt.
Okay, what do you tell me?
Everyone needs to be passionate about a different cause.
You're right.
So everything can be taken care of.
You're right.
All the dogs can be taken care of. All the people that need help can be taken care of.
I don't know. I just have this in my mind, I'm like, things in my mind are very black and white. I'm like,
yeah,
it's
you're
all
too
or nothing.
Black and white.
It's all or nothing, though. Like in my brain, I'm like,
I'm very gray over here.
Why don't we use those funds to like save humans?
Well, no, you know? Because I'm pretty sure on the Enneagram, I don't know, you don't really care about the Enneagram as much.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have to be a maximizer.
Really? I really am a maximizer, actually. No, that definitely defines me.
I think that's one of them.
What the heck is the Enneagram?
Don't ask me. I don't know much about it, but I feel like whatever the maximizer one is you.
We should take the test. I think I took the test like 10 years ago and I forgot what my number was.
I think you're a 7.
What the heck is that?
And also maybe a 3.
You can be more than one number on the Enneagram?
You can wing.
You can wing it? How does that work?
No, you can be like a number wing something. I'm not an expert on this. Do not ask me. We need to have an expert do it.
What's your number then? If I'm a 7 slash...
I want to be a 7.
If I'm a 7/3, what are you?
I have no idea.
What do I want to be something?
I think I skewed my results because I wanted to be a 7 and that's so it told thing. Me I was
with
a 7.
With those tests, like I feel like my answers might be inaccurate because like I always want to be things that I'm not, you know?
I don't know. But you're not a people pleaser. That's one of them, I think.
Really?
You are not a people pleaser.
You don't think I'm a people pleaser?
No, you're a controversy starter.
I am?
Yes.
How? Why?
Here's the thing.
Give me an
example. You're very friendly. You're extremely friendly.
I'm
super nice, but you're not going to change who you are or what you believe to just like make a situation be smooth.
True. Like if something goes against my values,
which I think is what a people pleaser would do, they would just say whatever anyone needed to say to keep the peace.
Well, I think that's different though, because if it goes against your morals and your values and what you believe is right about the world, you're not going to just be okay changing all that just to make someone happy. Like I definitely want to make people happy, but if something's going on that's wrong, I'm not okay with that.
I'm just saying, I think people pleasers do what they need to do just to keep the peace.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And you don't care about peace as much.
I do care about the peace.
You don't care about the peace.
But I don't care about the peace.
I'm not saying you're like causing issues, but I'm just saying like that's something I love about you is that you don't just like sway based off of your company.
Yeah.
Like who you are.
That's true.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. What were we talking about?
That's cool. I feel like you know what we should do? You should interview me. Just like I interviewed you in a previous podcast episode, you should interview me. That would be kind of fun.
Oh boy.
Do you think you would be, do you feel like you're a good interviewer?
I know everything about you, Matt Howard. No questions I have.
That's true. No, but there's definitely, are you kidding me? I'm a complex individual. There's definitely
Matt,
things
I
you don't know about me.
I could speak for you in every situation.
But I feel like I could do the same for you. You definitely have more complex emotions than I do, though.
Yes.
One million thousand
because
percent,
Because like we
yes.
said, you're black and white. I'm not. I'm just.
That's true.
I'm colorful.
You're colorful.
I'm colorful.
Yeah.
We were talking about having a niece or a nephew.
How did we even get to Enneagrams from the niece and nephew thing?
We were talking about dogs and then raising money for dogs, which, by the way, we need to go to the Humane. We live so close to the Humane
Society. We do?
Society.
I didn't even know.
Or at least you're allergic to most of the dogs there.
I want
to
volunteer
again. Me and Griffin
are
going to go and walk the dogs.
I haven't volunteered. Actually, we did volunteer this year. I take that back. We volunteered at a food bank this year. But I want to volunteer more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like it's good to do that. And it's also just good for you. I feel like it makes you feel good too.
The kids that I used to nanny every summer, we would go so often to the Humane Society and walk the dogs. And they would always pick out the hugest dogs for me. I had to walk them because I was the adult.
Yes.
I had to walk because before you could play with them, like in the play yard, you had to do like one big lap around the whole creek and everything.
Uh-huh.
So they could, you know, not be so rambunctious because it's so sad. They're like crated up all day.
Yeah.
So they literally chose this dog named Billy one time. I was like nearly 100 pounds, had me pinned against the whole crate. And I'm like, they're like, you can get him. It's fine. And they have to be like, not just leashed, like with the clamp, you have to like harness them.
Oh God.
So you're safe and the dog doesn't pull you away. Like they have more control. I was trying to wrap that harness around him for so long. I was like, guys, I don't know if we can take Billy out. I don't know if I'm strong enough. Finally got him out, but.
Dang. Are we getting a dog anytime soon?
Griffin loves dogs.
He really does, Abby. And I think again.
We live so close to the Humane Society.
We do live close to the Humane Society.
So maybe tell them when we have one. When they have one that's not going to make you have a sneezing fit.
Yeah.
And Griffin is at least old enough to be able to understand the basics of taking care of a dog. Like putting food in his food bowl.
Yeah.
Or letting him out to go potty.
That's so cute.
Then we can do it. So I would say around 4 or 5.
Yeah. What about with the travel, though? We do travel often.
Well, we have lots of family that would.
Yeah, that's true. With
that all is loves dogs.
We were going to get a dog at the end of 2021. And that was when we found out we were pregnant with Griffin. So then we ended up not doing it.
And that was a good thing.
That
I think
good, that, oh,
that
would have been a bad
having
idea.
Having a dog is a very huge decision.
That would have been a bad idea if we would have gotten a dog.
And we needed to really evaluate that before we got a dog.
Yep. I was all bought in.
And here's the thing. If we would have had one then, we would have been good pet owners to it.
Yeah.
But now it came to the point where thank goodness we didn't make that decision, because there's just too much going on to really dedicate the time that you need.
Do you think we're going to convince my parents to move out to Arizona?
I think it'll take some
time. What about my brother?
But yes.
What about your brother?
My brother, for sure.
Yeah. I think we'll get the whole...
I don't know about your other brother.
I really think we'll get everyone out here. My other brother. What do you mean? I have two brothers.
Oh, my little brother. Because you said brother. My brother, I'm like, well, one of them already lives here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I think your little brother may just be living and doing his own thing.
That's true. But I think my parents are going to get very jealous of us being out here, Caleb and Abby being out here, all the grandbabies.
Three grandkids.
That they're gonna get so stir crazy and just come out here and
Well, plus your mom's about to retire.
It's true.
I think once your mom retires, she's gonna start itching to move.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. That's gonna be a fun time. It'd be fun if we get everyone out here.
Oh, I'm
starting to like Arizona
it.
More. The heat sucks. It was 115 yesterday, which is ridiculous.
But
I was
in the pool all day and it was great.
Yeah, if you're in a pool, it's definitely more manageable. But that is a pain. You just can't go outside. It's too hot to be outside. The only time you can be outside is the mornings. And even now when I wake up to...
You can be outside if you're at the pool.
When I go with Griffin outside in the mornings, it's literally like 90 degrees out, which is crazy. Like in the morning when it's supposed to be cool, it's 90. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's really cute. Matt and Griffin go on a bike ride like almost every morning. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that we decided on a name.
No, we never talked about having a grand... being an aunt and uncle.
I literally thought we just talked about that. What did you want to say?
I was just saying we need to lock down our bets because they don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Oh, okay. What do you think it is? Let's say our answer on account of
three. We talked about this yesterday.
We did, but let's just say it anyway. What do we think? What do you think my brother and his wife are going to have as far as a boy or girl? 3, 2, 1.
Girl.
Yep. Knew it. What do we want them to have? 3, 2, 1.
Either
boy.
One. I'm so excited for either
how
one.
How sick would it be if it's three little boys?
That would be so fun. But then also think about how sweet it would be for our family to have the first baby girl.
That is true.
So it's like, you can't
That's
lose.
Actually a good point. That is a good point. But I also think about them like being on the same sports teams.
That would be cute.
Like what if all the boys were on the same soccer
team?
When
they're little, the boys and girls are on the same team. So they could
are
still
they?
Be. Yes.
Wait, really?
Are you kidding me?
I can't remember that
Tiny
far.
Tots?
I was too little to even remember what was going on. So
you definitely had girls on your soccer team when you
okay,
were little.
Then, well, then it'll work out anyway.
It'll be great.
Actually, it'd be so fun
it's
for them to be.
It's not until they're like, go through puberty.
We picked out a name for our child. We picked out a name for baby number two. And it wasn't actually that difficult of a decision for us to make. I feel like we just figured it out pretty quickly.
No, but the problem is that with Griffin, we said the name and we were like unwavering. We're like, that's the name. And for whatever reason, with this name, we've known it was the name, but then we've constantly questioned it.
What's funny is
for months,
you've had a list of baby names since you were like in first grade or something ridiculous. Like you've had a name.
No,
you've had a list of names building. We talked about baby names in high school when we were dating our senior year. Like that's how we're so set on marriage, even our senior year of high school.
Oh yeah.
But we've been talking about names for so long. And what's funny is with Griffin, randomly you thought of the name, wasn't on the list. Boom, named our kid Griffin. And with this new name, same exact thing. We just totally ignored the list of baby names. Like, who the freak cares about those? Ignored it and just decided on a name that just randomly came up out of nowhere.
Isn't that how it goes, though, you know?
Yeah.
You think you know what you want, and then you get pregnant, and then you just switch it up.
I just think that's a good example of what life is like. Because you think you know what you want. You think you've got it all planned out in this perfect way. Everything is going to work out, and it ends up not being anything remotely close to what you pictured. I mean, that's my life. I love my life. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed to...
Is it better than what you pictured?
I wouldn't say better or... better.
So
yes,
sad.
Better. Better. Give me nuts.
I was going to say, I think it was so much better than what I pictured.
Yeah, totally. I would say it's better.
We
but
were really just talking yesterday about we have such a good life.
No, we do. We definitely have a good life. I'm very, very thankful. The name that we have picked out...
Oh, okay.
Oh, should we get into it?
No, it's fine.
The name... Do you want to say it?
No,
or should we say it together?
Okay, we'd say it together.
Okay. The name that we have picked out for baby number two is 3, 2, 1. August.
Jacob
Howard. I didn't know we were going to say the full name. I was literally going to say the first name. But that's cool that we said the full name.
I like that we said the full name.
August Jacob Howard.
Why wait?
How beautiful is that?
I actually just convinced Matt like an hour before we filmed this that we should share the name on this episode.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I don't care about the order you're supposed to do things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sweet. Like, I love the name August, but specifically the nickname Augie.
So cute. We've been calling him Augie this whole entire time.
And it goes so well with Griffin. Yes. Augie and Griffin.
Augie and Griff.
Griffin and Augie.
Griffy Griff. And Augie?
We don't really call... I don't love Griff. We don't really call him Griff.
I actually call him Griff a lot.
Do you?
I like Griff. Yeah.
Okay, I don't hate it, but I feel like I never find myself being like, where's Griff at?
That's true. No, well, wait, actually, I do that. Sometimes do say that. Yeah, I do say that.
Anyway, Augie and Griffin and Augie, and then if he isn't grows up and doesn't like the name Augie, then he has August. Or if he's in a formal setting.
Why would he not like the name August or Augie?
We don't know his personality yet.
That is the funny part.
Maybe he might be a formal guy.
We have not been referring to our child as August at all.
No, but when I hear the name August or even just...
It's strong.
The word August, like, it triggers something in me.
Yep.
Like, it I'm like, oh, that's my son's name. Even though we call him Augie.
Yep.
Amongst ourselves.
Born in the month of August.
Yeah, he's going to be born in the month of August. That name's definitely on the rise, but I don't even care. Like, I love the name.
Well, we looked it up. We were like, is the name August too common these days? And I think it was ranked like number 87.
But then look at this. We're Matt and Abby. Probably the most common names of that generation. So common.
If you look up 1998, Matt, I was like baby number name number 2 or 3. Like, it's right up there. And same thing with Abby. It was like in the 1, 2, or 3
spot. So I didn't want it to be as common, which, I mean, I can't obviously imagine my name being anything else. But no. It would be nice if there wasn't like so many.
There's not a bazillion Augusts out there.
No.
So it's definitely...
And you know what? Maybe someday there will be, but
it's
still love the name.
It's definitely unique, but it's a timeless name. That's what I like about
it.
But I like the nickname Augie a lot.
And it goes with Griffin
and
well.
And you know what? We are those weird people that named our kid one thing with the intention of calling them something else. Because when people name their kid a name...
We're going to use August, though.
I don't know. Really? I really just like Augie. I feel like I'm just going to call him Augie all the time.
At least as a kid.
Yeah. But I like the name Jacob as well, because my great-grandpa, that was his name. And so, in memory of my great-grandpa, we're making his middle name Jacob.
Yes. And your great-grandpa was really more like your grandpa, too.
He really was like my grandpa. I really didn't have grandpas in my life. They just, for whatever reason, I didn't really have that. Luckily, Abby had, like, all four of her grandparents all growing up, super, super close to all of her grandparents. But I didn't really have all my grandparents. So, having my great-grandpa, he was kind of like... my grandpa, in a way. And he was an amazing guy.
He lived a long life.
Lived till 95. It's just such a good man, and prioritized family. And I don't know. I really love the values that he instilled in our family, and just wanted to include his name in my son's name. Mm-hmm. So, which is cool, because your grandpa's middle name is Griffin's middle name.
Both of our boys will then have like a family name too.
Yeah.
Which is really special.
Well, dudes, thank you so very much for watching this episode. If you haven't already shared the podcast with a friend, family member, coworker, ex-husband, whatever.
Your dog groomer.
Yes, do it.
Your carpet layer. Do we think of
what's
some
the
more?
Weirdest? What's the weirdest designation you can come up with?
That neighbor you no longer talk to.
A neighbor you no longer talk to. Share it with them.
Because they...
No context. Just send them the episode. Send them this episode.
This is getting weird.
Okay. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in the next episode. As always, 3, 2, 1.
Peace out, dudes.